Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the line from radio.com, our NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at indeed.com/credit. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns, with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. But now you got Baldy right here on The Drive. How's it going, man?
I'm good, Sean. Dusty, good to be with you guys, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always fun talking to you. So, first, before we talk about the Chiefs, let's talk about the Jets. Brian, do you see it the same way that I do, that this is not a football team that's actually trying to win games?
Oh, no, I don't believe that for a second. I mean, I'm around the Jets a lot. I know Joe Douglas well. I mean, they're just not very good. They didn't have a single starting receiver that practiced in the preseason, and they missed all, I mean, Denzel Mims and Breshad Perriman, and I mean, they're all hurt, you know, for the entire camp, and you know, the offensive line, every starter has been out at some point. So I don't believe that. They're just undermanned for long stretches this season, and that's where they're at right now. But they're trying to win games. They're just not very good right now.
Why do you think it didn't work out great there for Le'Veon Bell? Obviously, the situation, not a great offensive line, new head coach. You could tell probably from before the time the ink dried that maybe that wasn't going to be great. But I think most people would say, Baldy, that it turned out even worse than expected.
I mean, you know, like when you're not winning and you're losing the way they're losing, it's never going to be fun. And all kinds of things can kind of, you know, rear up, you know, when those things happen. I mean, the offensive line has never been healthy, ever, you know, starting last year. And so Le'Veon needs at least a line that's going to, you know, keep the penetration to a minimum so he can just patiently find his hole. And I told him last year, midway through the season, that I thought he'd run harder than he'd ever run in his life. I mean, he was trying to, like, literally bulldoze anybody that came in his way. And he wasn't trying to make guys miss. He was just trying to take out his aggravation on the defense. And there's games when, like, he literally was just stampeding people. But, you know, I mean, he never got involved in the passing game. And that's what they wanted him to do. They wanted him, he was a great receiver, whether he's lined up in a wide receiver position or from the backfield. They just never were able to do it. They couldn't keep the quarterbacks healthy. The offensive tackles, they lost three tackles in the first half against Denver on a Thursday night. You know, I mean, DeFrisco Ferguson played 10 years, never missed a game. They lost three tackles in one half.
Baldy, what's the upside then for Le'Veon Bell? Like, is there any chance that a change of scenery or told him we'll turn him back into Le'Veon Bell, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I think there's – I mean, it's been a while since we've seen him, you know, circa 2017 with the Steelers.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know what you've lost when sitting out a year and then two really, you know, fruitless years with the Jets. But I saw two 16-yard runs last week, you know, in the win against Denver in the snow. Looked like he had his snowshoes on, and he looked like Le'Veon Bell to me. You know, I think he knows this. He knows that it's not complicated playbook, but there's a lot there. And he knows the quicker that he can master it, the more he can get on the field, and the more we can see what he has left, which I think he's got a lot left. I mean, I think he does. I think he's got a lot to prove. And I mean, I think the one danger he might have this, you know, this week against the Jets is just trying to do too much and to show him too much. You know, he just needs to be Le'Veon and just play the way he's capable of playing and not worry about the Jets. Just make it a faceless opponent. But, you know, these guys get emotional when they go up against old teams and they want to prove to them. And I'm sure Andy Reid's going to talk to them all week about it.
Brian, it's Dusty here. You said you're around the Jets. You seem to be following this Jets team a lot. Are you 100% sure this team is believing in at what Adam Gase is doing? Because it doesn't seem – I mean, they lost a guy they picked in the top 10 in Jamal Adams. They lose Le'Veon Bell, a guy that could be a franchise running back. And this team is 0-7, and it just seems that the narrative is that that team doesn't believe in what the head coach is putting out there.
Well, I mean, Joe Douglas is the general manager. So, you know, Jamal Adams wanted the richest contract for safety ever given. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Douglas, you know, was there in Baltimore with Ed Reed. He knows what, like, a future Hall of Fame safety looks like. Jamal Adams doesn't take the ball away like that. They weren't going to make him the highest paid safety. They got two first-round picks and a third-round pick for Jamal Adams. They had to do the deal. Le'Veon, they dropped this kid in the third round, LaMichael Perine. Mm-hmm. You know, let's see what he can do. Le'Veon was injured, missed parts of training camp. Like, you know, let's move on. And so I believe they're trying to win games, but they're doing it with a lot of young guys, inexperienced guys. They want to see what Denzel Mims can do. He missed, literally, I mean, this is the Jets, but I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of him, but he pulled his hamstring in a walkthrough, and he missed 9 weeks of football. Like, that's hard to do, but those things happen to the Jets. I know I've been around Joe Douglas in Baltimore, in Philadelphia. He's got two Super Bowl rings from those organizations. He knows how to put a football team together. He's got some bad contracts. He's got big decisions to make, but he's going to get capital, draft capital, any way that he can right now.
Baldy, from a bad team to a good team, let's talk about the Chiefs now.
Yeah.
Does it feel like this Chiefs team is maybe even more of a complete football team that can beat you in more different ways, even maybe more so than the Super Bowl championship team from last year?
Well, I think, you know, last year at this time, I mean, exactly at this time, basically. I mean, I remember them getting beat by Houston, and the defense was not very good. And people were wondering if Spags was the right guy, and I remember talking to Spags before the Houston game, and he's like, "Man, we got to get Frank Clark going, and you know, and we got to you know, figure out the right spot for, you know, for Tyrann Mathieu, and they figured it out, and now they're, you know, a top 10 defense, and things have gotten a lot better, and so in some ways, they might be a little bit better now. The offensive line, I don't believe for a second, is as good as it was last year. In fact, I don't know if Mitchell Schwartz is playing this week or not, but if you look at the Super Bowl starting offensive line and look what they had last week, let's say, I mean, Eric Fisher is the only guy that returned. So, you know, that would be a question mark with as many guys that they have lost or been injured or whatever. You know, that'd be a question mark about if they're better or not. But we've seen that there is no lead that's safe with Patrick Mahomes, and that is always something that every defense has to deal with every week.
Baldy, you mentioned the relationship that you have with Steve Spagnuolo. Do you get the impression that he wants another crack at being a head coach? We always talk about Eric Bieniemy, and he's probably going to get an offer, you would think, from somebody this offseason. What about Spags? Do you think that's what he's looking for?
I don't know right now if Spags looking for a head coaching job. I mean, he was out of football. I mean, I'm looking at his cover three chart in my office at NFL Films right now. Mm. I mean, he was here 2 years ago. He was out of football, and he just wanted to stay. He didn't want to take a job. He couldn't take a job. He just wanted to study the college game, like look at the trends, and see when he gets his chance as a coordinator what he would do differently. He's putting his mark on this defense. You know, the trend is to go to offensive guys around the league, but I don't know, you know, he went to St. Louis as a head coach. It was a disaster, and it wasn't all his fault. It was a bad organization, and you know, a lot of things went wrong. But you know, if they make this run again this year, anywhere near a Super Bowl or win one, you'd be crazy not to talk to Steve. I mean, he's buttoned down, he's high energy, he's got a smile on his face, he knows the game cold. I think he, you know, it's about getting the great staff around you. You'd be foolish not to talk to him.
Baldy, Dusty, again, it's 19.5. Chiefs are favored. The over-under is 48. I don't know how much players look into that. We asked Sean Barber about it. Do you think that they see this? And how do you see this game? Is it a game where we see the Chiefs starters get out of the game by the fourth quarter and that it is the mess that Vegas thinks it is?
Well, weren't they up like 37-9 last week?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, some of these games – like, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to just stay in some of these games, you know, as a player. when you're just blowing these teams out, you know? And so it could look like that. I mean, I imagine that Spags is going to have no mercy. And, you know, he's going to show just looking at the Jets, the way they protect, and as quickly as that quarterback wants to get the ball out of his hands, I would imagine Spags is going to show a lot at him. You know, with that offensive line, that young and that quarterback that hasn't played a whole lot and hasn't played well yet. And they have been blitzing a lot, and they've been getting home, and they've got the lowest quarterback rating against them of any team in the league right now. So I'm sure Spags wants to try and jump on this team as quickly as he can and not give them a chance to throw a go ball to Denzel Mims and show how fast he is or anything like that. But, you know, a player was paying attention to it, but, you know, it's Andy's job to make sure they're just focused on doing their job, period, and not worrying about the opponent and what the record is and all that kind of stuff. Nothing would be more embarrassing. Nothing would be more embarrassing at Arrowhead than to either get beat or be in a dogfight with the Chiefs, with the Jets, late in the fourth quarter. I mean, that'd be a hard one to take after losing to the Raiders at home a couple weeks ago.
I haven't even let that thought cross my mind. I don't think a lot of people have, but you know what they say about any given Sunday. We're talking with Brian Baldinger here on The Drive. Baldy, before you get out of here, the best game on the slate has to be Steelers versus Ravens. Yep. Which one of those teams, in your opinion, is a bigger threat to the Chiefs' throne?
Well, you know, the Chiefs have beaten the Ravens. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because January is so far away.
Yeah.
And we got to just see, like, who's playing great. I mean, last year, if you asked me that last year, I'd say the Ravens were the biggest threat, and then Tennessee went there and beat them. They jumped on 14-0, and they could never really get out of the way. And the Chiefs jumped on Baltimore this year in week three, and the Ravens couldn't do anything about it. And so it seems to be, you know, their kryptonite right now. The quarterback said so much. It's their kryptonite. And so that would worry me right now, but I don't know. I think the Chiefs can handle anybody that they throw at them right now. I mean, I just think they have all the pieces in place to be able to take anybody on and beat anybody, including Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh lost their middle linebacker. It's a big loss. But the way that they blitz and the way they get after the quarterback, they create some problems for you. And then the offense is just getting better and better as the weeks go on.
Nobody talks football better than Baldy. That was Radio.com NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Our insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfour on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find your podcast. Always enjoy catching up with you, Brian. Thanks so much, man.
All right, guys. Take care, man. Look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.